You have just completed the benefit waiting period at your new job. After reviewing your options, you decide to decline insurance because the federal penalty for not having coverage is minimal. You are reasonably healthy and believe this is a good decision at this time. You heard that insurance carriers cannot apply a waiting period for any pre-existing condition, so there's really little to worry about, right? Soon after, you discover you need some minor surgery, but you're told that you may not join until the next anniversary date, which is almost a year later. Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants, located in Glen Rock, New Jersey. We have specialized in company-sponsored health insurance since 1985. The situation I just described is not uncommon. The No Pre-X provision of the Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare, became effective on January 1st of this year, but employees can only join a company medical plan at certain times. First, there's the initial opportunity. This occurs when an employee has satisfied the new hire waiting period. Then, there is an annual open enrollment period. This usually occurs at the plan's renewal or anniversary date. An employee may also qualify for a special enrollment, which follows a triggering event such as marriage, birth or adoption of a child, a permanent move, or an involuntary loss of coverage. So if you decline benefits during your initial enrollment period, you may not have coverage when you need it most. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website, psi-consultants.com.